I first discovered oats about a little over a year ago, and I started to attend their classes, and they are fabulous. The real reason they're so fabulous is they treat senior citizens like any other person, instead of a senior who is senile or stupid or whatever. They treat them like human beings.
That's Irene Weissman, one of the students at Senior Planet Exploration Center in New York City. It's a state-of-the-art tech space designed just for seniors. Irene would not let me give her real age, but suffice it to say that she's a senior who absolutely loves to learn. Senior Planet is the brainchild of a 9-year-old nonprofit, Older Adults Technology Services, or OATS. I sat down with OATS founding executive director Thomas Camber to talk about why venues like Senior Planet are so vital to the health and well-being of older adults.
We like to say that we're working at the sort of the kind of leading edge of the longevity revolution. So much that's going on for older adults is related to rethinking now the process of aging, because people are reaching 62 or 65 and realizing they have 20 years of productive life, and now we have to come up with a better plan for what to do with that time and how to live successfully and independently. And at the same time, we have the technology kind of information age that is creating opportunities for a lot of the connected living that people want to do, or the telecommuting for work, or improved social networks across space that enable people to live in sort of new ways as well. So OATS is really about helping to craft what that's going to look like for people. We're bringing together technology solutions, training, and programming with people that are older that are looking to plan and live that next stage of life.
The center is an outgrowth of OATS free neighborhood programs that teach seniors the basics of technology that most of us take for granted. Opening a facility in Midtown Manhattan was a natural next step to help those over age 60 keep pace with the ever-changing high-tech world.
Right now, we've had sort of two phases. When we first started out, we went to where the need was back in 2004 when we began. I did a survey of senior centers and programs that serve seniors in New York City, and found that there was a real need for training and technology development in neighborhoods. And so we spent 8 years delivering training at over 70 locations, and we delivered 13,000 free classes to seniors. And the vast majority of that was really basic stuff about how to use the internet, how to do email, how to sort of learn to live in the digital age. And our classes typically went for 10 weeks, 20 sessions, so twice a week. So we did that we still do those courses. We still work at about 35 locations each year delivering those programs. Today, though, we have, as you know, this new location, and we've used a grant from the U.S. Department of Commerce, which is part of the stimulus package, in partnership with the city government of New York, Department for the Aging, Department of Information Technology, and a whole bunch of private supporters and corporate sponsors who have enabled us to launch this center that we're at today, which is the Senior Planet Exploration Center. And it is, as far as we know, it is the first of its kind technology-themed community center for older adults, which means the entire location is designed to bring together state-of-the-art technology and older adults and programming to sort of help create opportunities for people and solve problems.
They might take a class on how to use the internet, or how to make video documentaries, or even how to master Wii bowling. However, that's only part of the appeal. Alston Green, a retired graphic designer from the Bronx, signed up for a videography course at Senior Planet, but finds he reaps other benefits as well.
Really been very beneficial for me, and I think that my participation is helping other seniors. Now I'm on the lower end of the seniors because I'm 61, close to 62. We have people here who are, I mean, this, my friend over here, she is 93. So, you know, I'm just saying, so it's, but it's wonderful for me because I see what I could be as I get older, and which is really just another dimension of who I am now. And that's what I'm really excited about. These type of organizations give you a chance to have camaraderie, which is also important to your vitality because, especially in a city like New York, people, you know, we have all these millions of people living here, but it's very easy to be alone. And that's a scary reality if you think about it. You have millions of people here, and people complain, all these people. But if you go into your apartment, which we all have, it was our apartment because we don't have houses, and you are there all the time, or you just go to the grocery store and you don't really talk to your neighbors, then you are isolated. And that is not, that's not healthy for anyone. I don't care what your age is.
With brand new computers, large flat screen TVs, a living room with Wii gaming, video cameras, and plenty of hands-on learning, there's no doubt that Senior Planet is a cool place for the older set to hang out. But Camber explains it's not just about the technology.
There's all sorts of evidence that shows that people that use technology are more socially engaged in the world around them. And there's a lot of evidence from studies that social engagement predicts people's health indicators, whether it's morbidity or some depression indicators as well. So just the basic process of getting a person online, getting them to interact more continuously with their family and friends and community, we believe is a healthy experience for people that helps a lot of older adults overcome isolation and have positive benefits in terms of health in that context. A second area I think where it makes a difference is health literacy and information around health. We did a project a few years ago with New York Academy of Medicine called, they had a project called CBO Health, which was about finding quality health information online. Because today, most people are now expecting health information to be on the internet. So when you go on the internet, of course, you know, the first thing people do is Google, you know, osteoporosis. Well, you're going to get back a lot of strange information if you start at the top of the Google page. So what we've started doing is working with that NIAM, New York Academy of Medicine curriculum, to help people evaluate and select quality resources online, things like the Mayo Clinic's website or WebMD, sites where people get better quality information, and also teach them to recognize what kinds of characteristics to look for. Does the website have an actual bricks and mortar institution that supports it? Do they have contact information? You know, how professional is it? And things like that, so they can recognize things. So that's the second area where we feel like we're making a difference.
Many seniors face a huge digital divide when it comes to online access of health information. As medicine and technology continue to converge, older adults risk being left behind.
You know, there's a lot of information now where hospitals and providers and insurance companies are being asked to go, you know, digitize health records, create electronic health resources for people to access, and also create meaningful use opportunities for the clients of the healthcare industry. And as patients and as participants, we need to be able to access that information in a successful and an equal way. And what we're doing, the risk and what I can see happening already, is that older adults are lagging behind in the benefits of health IT. So we're helping train them to use a lot of those programs. We did a collaboration with Maimonides Medical Center in Brooklyn, where we taught a bunch of homebound elderly to access their medical records and interact with their geriatricians online with laptops that we set up for them at home. And we feel like that process of getting in, creating successful program interfaces between a wide variety of places, you've got hospitals, you've got assisted living programs and independent living programs, you have neighborhood health clinics, all of these organizations are interacting with older adult clients now, and we can help equalize those relationships so that they're more successful and older people can access them.
Emily Allen, who is 64, is brushing up on her computer skills before moving away. She's going to miss the center.
It's a good program. I hope it goes nationally, because I'm going to be moving to Chicago, and I don't know what they have there for seniors, and I'm trying to get all I can at the moment, so I'll be ready to still work with the internet and the Word. So I like it, and I'll come until I get it all.
Another health benefit of tech training is its positive effect on the brains of older adults.
There's been some recent data produced out of Cornell University that appears to link, let me see if I can get this right, it links utilization of technology with diminishing, with improved brain cognition for people. And so they're feeling like there's some opportunities there, whereas people are using their brains a little bit more in certain ways, that they can actually have better, you know, stave off dementia to some degree. And there's also a big study that was done by a group in Washington using a national data set that found that people that went online were subsequently 20% less likely to have be reporting clinical depression statistics, a group called the Phoenix Institute. And they used it's a massive data set, and it was a pretty good study. So we think there's some direct outcomes in that direction. But we're really excited about the way that the technology can help people who are isolated, either who can, you know, maybe come to a community event but already experience some isolation, or ultimately, as you can imagine, for homebound elderly, it's a real lifeline. I mean, it can be one of the really best ways for them to reach their family and to feel engaged in what's going on in the community.
Camber also predicts that seniors will engage with social media in a big way.
I love Twitter for seniors. I love it because it's a really easy interface to use. A lot of older adults don't type as well as they'd like to. And so for a variety of reasons, they just don't, you know, they can't type a really long email or blog post, but, you know, 140 characters, they can do that. And there's so much rich kind of flowing dialogue on Twitter right now that I think it's one of those applications that is really underutilized by seniors. The Pew Research Foundation in Washington has done a study that finds that seniors are the fastest growing group on social networking sites. They're not using Twitter as much as they could be, but I think it's one of the things that's really going to keep growing.
What's the oldest person you've been able to teach?
We've done a 99-year-old woman. I'm still looking for our first 100-year-old, but no one has yet volunteered that they're 100 in one of our classes. But we did have a 99-year-old participant in Brooklyn in one of our courses last year. I personally think that age is no obstacle at all. There are all sorts of programs out there that are working with people well past the 100-year mark who are still active. Many of them are still mobile, and they're quite able to participate in the classes and learn as well as everybody else.
Here's how to learn more about OATS and Senior Planet.
The best way that people can learn about OATS and the work we do, I would start by going to OATS.org, which is our website, which you can learn a little bit about our organization. Second, they should definitely go to seniorplanet.org, which is our website that faces the senior older adult population out there and has all of our content that's devoted for older adults. You can sign up for a calendar of events, learning about every week. We have a weekly events calendar that you can see what's going on in New York and find out about programming. Secondly, you can read all of our articles and things on seniorplanet.org. And thirdly, we'd love them to visit our Exploration Center here in Manhattan. So the address is 127 West 25th Street, and they can come here and get a tour and hang out for the day. And if they like what they see and they want to come back, they can become a member. The memberships are free at this point, so while we're still supported by the federal government until August, they should come in and take advantage of that. They can use our computers, sign up for classes, and also be part of affinity groups around everything from video games to digital photography or workforce development, looking for jobs, and help, you know, shape the future of what we're doing, because we're still in learning mode here.
Senior Planet is a fun, innovative, and collaborative place. The health benefits this center fosters are significant. Just ask our senior, Irene.
It stimulates your imagination. It stimulates your mind. It forces you into activity, which is good for your body. It encourages happiness because you're with people of your approximate age, and you realize that you're not the only one in the world that's getting older. Everybody else is too.
For Health Styles, I'm Liz Siegert.